Mata, mija.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show of late night for you by us. Bro Talk, always on the mark. Thanks for tuning in. 7:10 Pacific time, 10:10 Eastern time, all around the globe. Bringing it live, the best show on the internet for you by us. Bro Talk, always on the mark. Let's kick it to my main man, Dex. What up, bro?
Dex is stuck in here. Super excited to be here. Very excited for today's show.
You got re-engaged or something? Why did you show off the ring?
Why you flash your ring like that?
Yeah. Y'all ain't be wearing y'all ring on the show. Y'all be married and don't even wear y'all ring.
Just take it off. Okay.
What's up? You
look like a certain celebrity tonight. Put in the chat who you think. Yeah, I want to see if y'all think that he looks like the same celebrity I think he looks like. Please, okay. Let's play this game.
Or if he looks like the same celebrity I think he looks like.
Okay.
Or the same celebrity I think he looks like.
Okay. I promise you, I'm going to leave.
What's up? How's it going?
It's going quite well. I'm so happy to be here and happy that you all are here with us.
Awesome. And Bill, how's it going, my sir? Good, sir.
Honestly, I'm not sure. March Madness just began, and it takes me under every time.
Did you do your bracket? Are you doing the women's? Because I'm doing the women's this year.
I'm absolutely doing the women's.
Not even doing the men's.
It's sad because as badly as I really want Drexel to make it, I just know they're not getting out of the first or second round.
Drexel, is that a Philadelphia area school?
It is. And it's a highlight that only the Drexel University women's team got in. No other Philadelphia team got in this year.
Temple didn't get in? Nothing like that? Okay.
Excuse me?
Temple didn't get in?
No, not Temple, not LaSalle, who, by the way, won the entire tourney like for 2 years. Not even then. St. Joe's is not it. Like, there's so many schools that just didn't make it.
Comment below, what celeb does Dex look like? Make sure we get all those comments in before the end of the show. Very interested in seeing what you guys come up with.
Jason, maybe later throughout the show, during different breaks, we'll check in to see who each of us thinks he looks like tonight.
Okay, we could do that. I like that game. Dex, you okay?
No, that Patron went down the wrong.
Went down that nostril. Are you incapacitated? Like, subscribe, and let us know what you're here by commenting. We have a jam-packed show ready to go. And with that, let's go to politics.
Politics as usual.
Dex, you okay? What's going on? Seems like he's still struggling.
I mean, I said Patron went down the wrong pipe. I meant to say the water. That's what I meant to say.
Why are you hiding water in your house?
I'm not hiding. Because I drink water to hydrate while I'm doing my podcast.
Because it's that Deer Park, and it might as well be Patron.
What's wrong with Deer Park? Hold up. Do we have a problem?
And that's wrong with Deer Park. The other day, though, I will say, when I bought that KFC thing, they gave me an Aquafina with it. And when I opened that Aquafina, it said, tss. I said, oh no.
That's why I don't drink no Aquafina. I don't know what that fizz is about. It doesn't make sense to me.
Aquafina is like it was about to be one of them little plastic rings that them kids play with in the bathtub.
Aquafina thinks he wants to be Sprite. That's what it is. It wants to be Sprite.
Isn't she an Asian comedian? As well,
you learn something new every day.
Don't forget, let us know what Dex looks like, which celebrity. We're going to try to mash these up. Okay, Latoya, the minute one. Okay, we're going to get to that after the break. Court documents released today. Trump's legal team revealed a stunning admission: paying his $400 million New York civil fraud penalty would be, quote, a practical impossibility.
Oh my gosh, for the former president. The penalty stems from a civil fraud lawsuit brought on by New York Attorney General Letitia James in 2022. The suit alleges that Trump, along with his children and officials from the Trump Organization, engaged in a scheme to inflate his net worth and the value of his assets. Despite Trump's claims of innocence, Judge Arthur Aragonian found him liable for fraud last fall, ordering him to pay a penalty of over $454 million with interest. Trump is seeking a bond of $464 million to cover the fines and disgorgement for his sons in order to pursue an appeal. But now, since they can't secure the bond, they are asking the court to allow Trump to pay only $100 million, which was previously offered, to pursue an appeal. A recent New York Times analysis found that Trump has more than $350 million in cash, as well as stocks and bonds, but that's far short $557 million he would need to post in collateral. So New York Times is saying they can't find the $1 billion. They don't know where it's at, even though Trump says that he is a billionaire. In a court filing Monday, Trump's lawyer said that they had contacted more than 30 bond companies and none agreed to do a deal with the big man. Attorney General Letitia James could have moved to collect $454 million immediately, but she offered a 30-day grace period, which does end next week, March 25th. And she told the court that even if she were to seize Trump's assets, that he still owed the state of New York $200 million because his stuff isn't worth anything. adding to ABC, I look at 40 Wall Street each and every day. Trump responded to Letitia James with a slur. We'll get
hello
to
boys. Hello boys. I'm here again. The only fraud in the peekaboo James case, that's what I call those spooks, our failed and disgusting New York Attorney General was her convincing a judge in air quotes, because he's not a real judge, he's probably related to Lord Rothschild, Arthur Engoron, I like to call him a moron, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, of just $18 million, folks. I thought it was billion, they say million, when it's clearly worth 50 to 100 times that amount in the billions and trillions. This was fraudulently and illegally done, working closely together in a corrupt communist system, communist commies, the communism commie, to set their narrative after learning that their values and facts were completely wrong. Businesses will flee the state as migrant crime and violence continues to flourish. I paid $300 million in taxes, and this is what I get. It's a witch hunt, folks. A liberal left CNN failing New York Times China witch hunt.
Thank you, Trump. A Twitter user claims that they call her another name in racial chat rooms where they also sell feet. Doja Cat? I don't know how I heard this. But they claim that they call her Jigaboo James, and that's what Trump tried to type out, but it auto-corrected into Peekaboo, and that's why that came out like that. Not at all doubting that Trump has that in him. You know, not at all. More from Trump.
And by the way, my financial documents are valued much less than my actual value, which nobody even knows. Seek the loan. I didn't even need the loan because you see the kind of cash I have. I didn't even need loans. Maybe you don't do a deal or two. But I have a lot of cash, a lot of everything. You know, a lot of people are very surprised at how successful this is. You saw it today with the kind of cash I have.
A lot of cash, a lot of everything, Bill.
Very poor. It's very bizarre, though. It's very bizarre, though, that like you literally owe everybody in America money and you're trying to flex. Like, he really is like a Lincoln University college student on Instagram. Like, you're poor and yet you want to show everybody how much money you have. That is
insane. Got a lot of everything, okay?
Any well, I know what you're about to say, and don't
say it. Why did just catch a stray just now?
Yeah. They do what they do.
Not they. flailing. In other Trump news, this statement that he made was heard loud and clear.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Goodness. Biden's campaign seized on Trump's remarks, accusing him of promoting extremism and violence in the tweet, saying, "It's clear this guy wants another. It's clear this guy wants another January 6th.
Hold it. Hold it on a second. I'm here. I was previously sleeping.
You need more air.
But I, well.
Yeah, there we go.
Who needs more hair?
Air, air.
I've got plenty of hair.
Huh?
Hair?
Mr. Biden, he said hair. I mean, air. He wants you to bring it.
It's clear this guy wants another January 6th. But the American people are going to give him another resounding electoral defeat this November 1923.
Look, he tweeted that so confidently, and I'm not sure that's going to happen. I don't think so.
They then decided to make a whole campaign video off of it.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath, and it's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Jews will not replace us!
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Are you willing to condemn white supremacists and militia groups from
Proud the Boys, stand back and stand by.
Please rise for the horribly and unfairly treated January 6th hostages.
There'd be a lot of pardons and commutations of January 6th defendants.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell our supporters now, no matter what, no violence.
And it's going to be a bloodbath.
Dex, you didn't like that?
He's scared. That old man is scared. Joe Biden is scared. He is shaking in his boots. He's so scared. Why would you put that out there?
No, go ahead.
Why would you pay and endorse something like that? You are afraid. Who exactly do you think that's appealing to? Black people? Because we don't care.
Yeah, well, it's not an effective thing because, like, the people who are supporting Trump are proud of that and the things, and the people who, you know, were not supporting Trump already know about it. So it was really, what did it do?
And, you know,
another
thing that's about it is that Trump is pushing back because he's turning into a fundraising opportunity because he wrote on Truth Social, Truth Social.
Hello, boys. I'm back again. The fake news media and their Democrat partners in the destruction of our nation. I did say our, not their nation. Our nation pretended to be shocked at my use of the word bloodbath, even though they fully understand what I was simply referring to, imports allowed by crooked Sleepy Joe, which are killing the automobile industry.
I don't think that's
true. And when you hear
I don't think we knew that.
I mean, and when you hear the full clip, Trump may have a point.
If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
So now that we know the context of the bloodbath term, and this was also disseminated widely throughout the internet, he sent an email to follow up on it saying with the subject line, bloodbath. Why would he put that subject line? Exclamation point.
The exclamation point really drives the point home.
He sent this long email begging for money, shilling, just because he got misquoted. It's a mess. Yeah, basically just saying they hate our country, all the stuff, you know, the hits. He's playing the hits here in the email.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely is. Do you see, though, now that this has been considered a misunderstanding, the news organizations are retracting their previous denunciations of Trump's bloodbath comment. Do you see this helping Trump in the short term or long term? Or do you think this is actually going to stick to him? Because there's anything.
Well, I'll just tell anything. So he's about to. Trump plays victim very, very well.
Very, very
his
well.
People love to like play him as a martyr. Mm-hmm. So, like, the fact that they misinterpreted what he was saying, mm-hmm. and like he actually was able to prove that they did that, is now he's going to be able to say this is what they always do, when right. in reality this is the first time this has happened.
Right.
No. It's not so fast, because they consistently do this, and this is one of those situations where he actually responds back to it, and he's like, hey, look, no, this is what I actually meant, and this is what I mean. Like, why would you go that hard on a statement like that, which was really, like, irrelevant to try to prove a point, and who exactly were you trying to prove that point to? Like, this is why I'm always like, Trump does a lot of stuff that's terrible that you can just point out the terrible stuff he does. You don't have to reach, and every time they reach, they get caught up like this every single time.
You think it was a bait? You think he baited him, man?
100%. I think because the thing is, like, they are looking for something to hang him on. Like, they've been looking for it, and that's what he keeps saying. And like, when nothing sticks, like even with this court stuff, when nothing sticks, it gets to a point where it's just like, this is a witch hunt. Y'all literally are just going after me, and this is a good point on it. We'll see y'all in November. I have
Trump's mass appeal is typically to the poors, mm-hmm. right? And he's talking about this 100% tariff that he's going to
place. 100% is hilarious.
Them people behind him can't afford the cars they got now. You think they about to be buying a foreign car at a 100% tariff? If y'all don't go sit down somewhere, y'all not buying.
I think that's what he's saying. He's like, we're just going to drive you out of business because no one's going to buy your cars. We're just going to put a tariff.
They're not buying them now, and they're still very much in business.
He's trying.
Y'all over there, never mind.
So do you think it's going to have a problem? You don't think it's going to affect Trump at all?
No, of course not. Okay. The poor people are going to get him jeering and cheering back there.
Bloodbath. I mean, because
this man said that he can grab
his girl. January 6th, you know, people did die. It wasn't
okay, but one harmless. Person died. And honestly, was January 6th really that bad?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It's very bad.
What was so bad about it?
Overturn democracy and topple the government. What are you talking about?
and then they still the very same day, 2 hours later, still sat there and voted. Like, what? Nothing happened on January 6th. People just made a fool out of themselves, and they still voted that night.
What are you talking about?
Are you crazy?
That night, the vote that they were going to do, that they were trying to keep them from doing, it still happened.
They certified the vote. Yes, they certified.
Yes, because
they
had it still happened.
Yeah, Let me ask you a question here.
It doesn't mean it was without incident. There was still incident.
I'm not saying it wasn't without incident, but at the same time, like, nothing happened. Like I think if you don't
die,
a person died who was trying to cause an insurrection. Like, I mean, you got what you got coming to you.
So insurrections are a big deal.
To me, I feel like if you're gonna cause some damage, you cause some damage. Like, something should have happened, and nothing actually happened. You didn't stop anything.
Let me jump in here. Carmen San Diego, and ask you a question.
That's a new one. Don't forget, let us know what Dex looks like tonight. We're taking guesses.
Let me go ahead and ask you a question. Do you believe the Earth is flat?
I do.
All right. Well, guess that settles that.
He's trolling. Okay, Dex, you might want to take back that take before the end of the show. But you know, we'll see.
I want you to keep playing that clip over and over again until it goes viral.
Wasn't that bad? In another Trump court case, Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has been permitted to continue on as the prosecutor in Trump's election interference case. A special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, who was previously involved in the case, has formally withdrawn. Wade's role in the prosecution came under scrutiny back in January when an attorney representing one of the co-defendants in the trial alleged that Wade and Willis were involved in an inappropriate relationship, which allegedly resulted in Willis profiting improperly from prosecution. They both denied these allegations when they took the stand. And Wade's withdrawal comes after a judge ruled that one of them had to step down for the case to proceed the way that it was. And in a letter to Willis, Wade said that he was resigning, quote, in the interest of democracy. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee did not find the relationship with Wade to be a conflict of interest, but he noted, that allegations had created an appearance of impropriety within the prosecution team. So finally gets to stay. Wade has to bounce. Trump has decided to fight the decision with his lawyers, filing an emergency appeal Monday. Them lawyers is working overtime. My God.
It ain't getting a dime.
And that's why he's broke. Trump and seven co-defendants want everyone in the district attorney's office disqualified, which is what their original motion filed in January sought. This, of course, has been a hot topic on the road for Trump. And of course, he has something to say about it.
And not only that, all these local cases like Fani. It's spelled Fanny. It's spelled Fanny like your ass, right, Fanny? But when she became DA, she decided to add a little French, a little fancy, Fawny.
A little French, a little Fawny.
A little French. What was that? What was that That's voice? Mouth,
that, man, I...
One more time.
And not only that, all these local cases like Fawny. It's spelled Fanny. It's spelled Fanny like your ass, right, Fanny? But when she became DA, she decided to add a little French, a little fancy, Fawny.
A little French, a little fancy.
That's hilarious.
And this supposed to be the president, y'all.
The president of the United
Fingers
States.
Fingers crossed.
No,
guys, we cannot have another Trump. Trump is, I feel like he's going to win, which is a shame.
He's not.
If Trump wins,
you didn't think he was going to win last time too, Ty. Just for record keeping purposes.
I always think Trump's going to win.
He was going to win, and then y'all created the disease.
That's really what happened. Like, it wasn't for COVID.
Y'all said, China, send it over. And that's what happened.
Send the flood.
Send it on down.
And then they start getting on the planes coming
it
over
takes here. Tonight, Bill. You don't even got to be the wild one tonight. Bill.
I tried to cover it.
Let's just move.
What did the Trump say?
I can feel it slipping away. You know, you can feel it going. You just got to talk over it.
That thing's slipping.
All right, you ready?
Opinions of Indiana that... Jones do not represent.
All right, first, what did Trump say? Play along in the comments. Let us know what you think he said.
The Rolling Stone.
Or the Rolex on my wrist.
It's weird because the second time you played it, I'm like, no, he said they wrote a song. Like, I got
the Rolling Stone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Oh Jesus.
He's going over his assets. He's like, I got the Rolex on. I got the gold on my toilet. And y'all hate it. No.
The Rolling Stone.
I think he's having an aneurysm. That's all I got.
All right, so final answers, Bill, you're going with?
The Rolling Stone.
Okay. Ty, you're going with?
The Rolex on.
Rolly.
I think they wrote a song.
They wrote a song. Okay. Darren's going with the Rolling Stone as well. Bill, with you. All right, here we go.
You know, we play the song, you know, that Hold On, I'm Coming. Do we like it? Yeah. Who liked the Rolling? Okay, you had the Rolling Stone Stone song, which we like.
There you go, Bill.
He actually said the Rolling Song.
He did say Rolling Song, and then you corrected it with Stones. Yeah. All right, Bill, congratulations. Finally, we get somebody to win one of these. It's been a while.
You speak Trump. You speak idiot. Good job.
Scoop, 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 scoop.
All right, guys, time for the scoop. Here we go. So this was on X or Twitter yesterday, or 2 days ago, and made a pretty big dent in my timeline. What's the most insane thing someone has said during an interview? So you guys know what was coming next. Jason's top five list, guys. Here we go. These are my top five most insane things someone has said during an interview. Here we go.
I'm killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my rib.
Robert.
30 years of my rib. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
I need help.
What kind of help?
This is the kind of help I need.
Yes, what kind of help?
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart, because my heart is so big. People betray me, and I keep forgiving them.
You sound like you're playing the victim here. You sound like R. Kelly. You do.
They said I hog tie. Why would I hog tie?
Hog tie.
I need somebody to help me.
Help me have a big heart. Like, Doug, you're going.
Did you see him that dye in his hair? I cannot take no man with no dye in his hair.
Me neither.
Takes one and no
one. Wearing a hat. I don't care what kind of hat it is.
Number four.
It may be a bad shot, but this is real. I mean, the bones, that's real.
Yeah, my bones, yeah. I'm 5'7" and thin. I can understand what you mean.
But that's not just thin.
No, what is it? Diane, tell me. Do you know?
It's scary thin.
I can believe what you feel. I can believe that. But do you really know? Did you really know?
No, you know.
Thank you.
Anorexia?
No way.
They've written it?
No way.
Bulimia?
No way.
That it's because of drugs?
No. Mm-mm. Now, I'll grant you, I partied. But there have been times when I know I was going through a lot of emotional stress, and my eating habits were awful.
Whitney dying, crack rehab fails.
First of all, let's get one thing straight. Crack is cheap. I make too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? We don't do crack. We don't do that. Crack is whack.
Boy, I miss Aunt Nippy. Let me tell you something.
We don't do that.
The way that jaw was locking up during that interview, that tongue was rolling around. Boy, I miss Nippy, but she probably ain't never do no crack. That's how she know it was cheap. She tried to buy it, and she switched over to coke.
She said, doing no crack. Said first of all, let me stop you right there. Don't associate that with me, okay?
Is it anorexia? Why would you just come out and just be like, so you're not eating? Are you on crack? Like, what you doing?
I love how I went from anorexia, no way, bulimia, no way, drugs, right. No. Right. Just a single no. There's a way, but just no.
There's a way. No.
Not that way. Not that path.
She leaned in and she said, do you know Diane?
Do you know Diane?
She's like, do you know where I can get it?
Say, what do you know, Diane? Are you sure? Are you sure? Good time. All right, number three, here we go.
Can you tell me what your relationship with Donald Sterling is?
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm, man. I'm Mr. Sterling, everything. I'm his confidant, his best friend, his silly rabbit.
His what?
His silly rabbit.
His silly rabbit?
Yes.
Is that what he calls you?
No. That's I call myself.
I see, okay.
I see. Okay.
When she said, look, when she said a silly rabbit, Miss Walters like what? Rolled over her predetermined grade. She was pissed when she said that. Don't play stupid with me.
I said, what?
She pronounced what? The T on that what? What? Oh my goodness. Silly rabbit. Right hand arm.
A right arm man.
I am arm man. Silly rabbit.
Does he call you that?
No.
I call myself that.
Don't okay. That was number three. Number three. Wow, that was low. Here we go. Number two, because guys, number two. Sorry. Number two.
Envy, Angela Yee, I promise you, I'ma have Fab call up there and he's gonna apologize to the Breakfast Club. He's going to apologize to me for being a broke-ass, bitch-ass nigga. I got six Rolls Royces outside, two Bentleys. My now,
this got to end peacefully, Ray.
I'm playing games with this shit, nigga.
And Ray. I like Ray-Z a lot, so you're right.
Fuck this nigga. Fuck
talk
that
to him, Pop.
Fuck that whole team, nigga. I'm going to smack the shit out that bitch-ass
nigga.
Now, we're
going to try to get Fab on the line and squash
him. Get Fab on the line right now. I'll smack the shit out that nigga.
You can't smack him over the phone, Ray.
On the phone that like niggas, and they going to that nigga. Bring that nigga over and stick it in that nigga boot.
All right.
Oh my God.
All right.
I don't give a fuck.
We gonna squash this out, Ray. Appreciate you calling
in. I don't give a fuck.
I go through rabbit holes and I want to like, hear something. I looked it up. That is amazing.
Insane.
Now when you think about all of it, he may have been referencing one Puff.
Allegedly. Number one, and this beats all of them, Dex. You're going to appreciate this. Shout out to Ray J. He did not get up to number one. Legendary. But Dex, you're definitely going to appreciate this number one.
So you and your crew, y'all on Flamingo and Koval, and y'all slowly pull up to Tupac and Suge in a black BMW. What was Tupac and Suge's reaction when Orlando started shooting up the BMW?
Suge just ducked his head, and the first bullet went in his head, then the next ones hit him. It was like he was doing a breakdance, trying to jump in the back seat or something. Yeah. Like, damn. What the fuck? It looked like he was trying to jump in the, but it was, the bullets was in his ass.
And you said Tupac tried to jump in the back seat.
It looked like he was
when y'all start shooting.
He was reaching, and it looked like he was trying to jump in the back seat or something. He was like breakdancing or some shit.
It's terrible. It's terrible to say about someone in an interview. Awful.
That definitely is number one. Now, that's like the wildest thing I've ever heard somebody say in an interview. Like you're first off, you're telling somebody that you murdered somebody. You were like, as I murdered him,
I shot him continuously. The bullets ricocheted. I thought he was breakdancing. Like, what the hell? Why would you think he's breakdancing?
Oh man, it's a good awful list.
Insanity. All right, those were my favorite top five list of most insane things. One of the most fun ones I've done. Peace and blessing to everyone involved, and I'm amazed that Ray J still has a career doing something somewhere after those comments were made over the airwaves of the Breakfast Club. Here we go. All right, moving on. Speaking of speaking of craziness, last week shocking allegations emerged regarding pop star Bruno Mars and his alleged $50 million gambling debt to MGM Resorts. According to reports, a source claimed that Bruno, currently in his ninth year of residency at MGM, what's that called? Park, I think someone called it. What's it called? What's that MGM?
MGM Grand.
No, not that one, the other one. It's the one across the street. I think it's called Park or something like that. The allegations which emerged last week alleged that Bruno reportedly makes $90 million, $1.5 million a night in his current deal with MGM. However, spokesperson for MGM Resorts International says that these allegations are completely false, as Mars has no debt with MGM, with their statement claiming that their partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect, just like the mobsters would say. yeah, Park MGM, that's what it's called, across the street. It used to be The Hotel, but they changed it to something else. So it's called Park MGM now. But yeah, does this change how you see Bruno Mars, even though MGM has denied it? Do you see him now?
What's happening here?
How do you think I saw Bruno Mars before?
How did you see him before? Wasn't he like nothing, a wholesome family?
Nothing was there. I never thought much about Bruno Mars. I remember in college, it was 2009. I'll never forget when they were like, Bruno Mars was busted for cocaine. Ever since that day, I said, ain't nothing right. That boy ain't right. Y'all like him because he'd be singing those type of songs y'all be liking, whatever. But Bruno Mars don't do it for me.
What kind of songs?
You know,
does this change your image of Bruno? Will you see him now as a different type of artist?
No, I mean, I didn't know anything about any of this. I guess I don't think much about Bruno Mars. I think he's a great vocalist, but like, I don't really get into his personal.
To add to his mystique, I think this is on brand for Bruno Mars to owe a casino $50 million.
Very on brand for him. He does coke. He is a cokehead. Dance, monkey, dance. Like, this is what are we doing here? When I saw this, I was like, there's nothing shocking about this at all. See, Vance likes the kind of music.
No, I mean, he's a good singer, but I mean, I guess he's one of those celebs that I never really got into his personal life. Like, I hear rumbling, huh?
You think he actually owes him the money, though?
Yeah.
No, they said he didn't know. Why would they come out and say he didn't know?
They said no because it looks bad. But like realistically speaking, like you are a slave to them human beings. Why would you say no? They literally, the people are like, look, he owes these people all this money and they got him performing every single night. He literally is a slave to them. You think they're going to be like, yeah, of course he is. They like, no. He performing here every single night because he wants to.
Because they also don't want someone else trying to trick them off and say, oh, I could owe $10 million because Bruno owes $50 million. They can't admit to Bruno owing $50
million. You think, I mean, if he's making, I perform every night for $1 million.
So after taxes, that $90 million that he's getting is gonna be $60 million. If he owes $50 million, he's only getting like $10 million out of the 9 years. So he's probably underwater at this point with all the stuff he's racked up. If it's true, but it's true.
You publicly came out and said I don't owe you a thing. So I don't owe you nothing.
Yeah, why he say nothing? Yeah, get on that stage and dance, monkey dance.
They asked him about it. He told him to refer back to MGM statement. So. That's what that is.
Oh yeah, he does all that money, huh?
100%.
Because if you're like, oh Ty, don't you owe Bro Talk $50 million? I'm like, what the y'all talking about? Like you just gonna be like, refer back to. Oh no, you owe. Sorry,
Bill. The story of your time is here. I know you guys have heard about the hysteria surrounding the missing Snow Duchess of Britain.
Who are you, Dr. Umar?
Snow Duchess.
People are wondering where Kate is. And I didn't get into this until like last week, but now I'm all the way in. This is quite interesting. Another image released from Buckingham Palace has come under scrutiny for alleged digital manipulation. This photo, originally released last year, depicts the late Queen Elizabeth II alongside 10 of her grandchildren. The image was taken during a family gathering at the royal family's Balmoral estate. Getty Images.
How'd you say that?
Balmoral.
Oh, wee.
Balmoral.
Baltimore.
How you pronounce it?
Balmoral.
Balmoral? That was from Baltimore. Getty Images has flagged the image, saying that it has evidence of being digitally enhanced as well. This is the second one. According to reports, inconsistencies in this photos include discrepancies in the tartan shirt of the Queen and shadows around the faces of Prince George and Prince Louis, and they have raised suspicions of digital manipulation. This revelation comes in the wake of another controversy surrounding a Mother's Day photo posted by William and Kate's Instagram account, which was later revealed to have been edited, prompting a wave of speculation about Kate's health. They kind of pasted a photo of her Vogue photo shoot looks like on top of someone else's photo, and you know, hands weren't matching. As you can see, all the references there on that photo: blurry hair, blurry hands, clone stamp. Image stitching, all sorts of stuff. She's not the queen yet. The Duchess has come out and apologized for playing around, she says, with photo editing. Adding fuel to the fire, recent sightings of Kate Middleton, the quote-unquote Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge, have sparked further controversy.
Who is that woman?
After weeks of speculation regarding her health and whereabouts following a reported abdominal surgery, video footage emerged showing Kate and Prince William shopping at the Royal Farms Windsor Farm Shop. However, skepticism persists among some, with some questioning the authenticity of the footage, saying that it does not look like Kate, even though people are trying to pass it off as Kate.
Wait, Kate had abdomen surgery 2 weeks ago?
Not 2 weeks ago, back in January.
So why is she carrying bags?
That's what people are wondering.
My wife got her nails done. I wouldn't be letting her carry no bags in the house. You say your woman got abdomen surgery and you letting her carry bags around? Wow.
Well, he is the future king.
Wow.
Everybody's going to carry bags.
A BBC reporter also does not think that it's Kate. She wrote the following on X, saying, disturbing that newspapers like The Times are reporting this as fact. Headline, Kate seen in public for the first time when it's clearly not her. As someone said, it could be a couple of lookalikes making mischief, saying that that might not even be.
You gotta report that how I say.
Sorry, go ahead.
Laughlin. Disturbing news. Disturbing newspapers like The Times are reporting this is fact. Headline, Kate seen in public for first time when it's clearly not her. As someone has said, could be a couple of lookalikes making mischief.
Say and F let off.
Me tell you something, Harry Potter. Underage magic will not tolerate.
That's the clip of the week.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm back.
And then today, a report came out stating that her planned Easter return to royal duties will be delayed past Easter and will likely resume when her and Prince William's children head back to school instead. So that's bumping this back another 2 weeks. The trio is set to end their Easter holiday on April 17th. According to the same report, Kate has attempted to keep up her usual routine at home amid her recovery and has still been cooking dinners for the family of five, reportedly.
Wow.
Cooking dinners.
Look at that. You the princess and you cooking dinner. I don't even cook in my house every night. You cooking dinner. Well, you know, it's hard for her to I know that stuff is delayed. It's really hard. It's of course it's gonna be delayed. You getting back to work when you ain't alive.
Bill, as our noted palace historian, what do you think's happening with Kate?
I'm gonna go ahead on the record and tell you that one sovereign got rid of one princess in the 90s.
Okay.
Well, yes. Why don't we?
Are you saying history is going to repeat itself?
Or might it done? It's done already.
It's done.
But why don't we ask Jason Lee where she's at? I think he has a really good eye on what be going on.
Oh, Shakima is saying that they gave Charles cancer to try to distract.
They didn't give him, and he got it, and he checked out. Everybody's dead.
The problem is, Baldy ain't dead yet. That's why Catherine's gone. Baldy's still alive.
What do you mean she's gone? Like, gone?
Gone on to glory with a grandmother and all.
There's no way she's dead. You think she's dead? They would have said something by now. Why would you hold that?
Well, hold on. Ty, would you like us to move on?
I'm sorry, Ty.
No.
What reason do they have to get rid of her, Ty?
The problem. Go ahead.
This is William. I don't know.
Exactly. So I don't know either. What reason do they have to get rid of her?
Well, everybody else, when people say stuff about everybody else, they jump right on the Instagram and they put a video up and they tell us what's going on. Why don't you just jump on Instagram and tell us what you're doing?
Well, it is not customary that the palace.
It don't matter what's customary. It's not customary to Photoshop photos and all that stuff either, but you're doing it. Jump on the Instagram and tell us what's going on.
That's a good point.
Slow down a second there, Inspector Gadget. Okay, let's run through customs and courtesies, okay? It is not customary that anyone who holds an HRH title speaks directly to the public, okay?
Is that a homeowner association?
Why you apologize to us for photoshopping your pictures then?
His Royal Highness or Her Royal Highness.
Why you apologize for photoshopping your pictures then directly to us? Why you apologize to us for photoshopping?
Where did she apologize?
Well, she said she apologized for causing confusion. That's what she said.
Did she apologize for having
She wrote a letter. She wrote that letter and said it. Jump on, jump on Instagram. You tell us you're live or I don't want to hear it.
Now, let me ask you this, Dex. You seen her live lately?
How she wrote the letter? I'm just saying she wrote the letter. And you talking about
some they put it out
order. They let that color get in there. I'm sure that ain't a part of the order, but she was in there.
She swindled them because she was rich and she was famous. She swindled them. They didn't know she had a colored mother. They was like, oh, yeah, come on over. Oh, bloody hell. She's so bloody beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. And she swung her by the
palace. They gagged when they found out she was black.
And they didn't find out until later. And the queen was like, oh, goody, we can have a... And then they got engaged.
Oh, damn, that milk is spoiled. They put it in public.
She was like, here's my guest list. And they said, oh, who's that colored woman? She go, my mom. She was like, and it was too much for Elizabeth, and she said, all right, I've had enough. And she checked on out. That was it.
Again, but what does this have to do with Kate being missing? Like, I don't understand why they're getting rid of Kate.
Well, you tell me, Jason. I don't know why they
got rid of her.
But they did. They got rid of her.
How about she's just recovering and it's taking a little bit longer than she expected?
The same reason. The same reason Elizabeth allowed Charles to get rid of Diana. He wanted a newer, ugly wife.
What?
It's obvious. It's obvious. He's losing that hair. Like, here's the thing, right? I don't know if people even remember back when we were in the 90s, right? They brand him, William, as like the hot prince, right? He was like the good-looking one, right? And then he got in there, and his mother looked down from heaven and saw him acting crazy, and she snatched back that hairline.
And just real quick, Sunday, we got to move. That's another thing. Men, if your hair is thinning and whatnot, just let it go. There is nothing worse than a man holding on to his hair longer than he needs to. Let it go.
I'm
just going to imagine.
Jay, Dex, you want to take off your head a second?
When people move on, they want you to move on the same time they did. I mean, damn, Dex, you just caught it. Let people catch the wave too.
I just couldn't. It couldn't be me.
Exactly. It's a team of Dex.
At all, ever. It was never me.
She's recovering from abdominal surgery, Shakima. She was getting new abs.
From, you know, death in heaven.
Now, when you say recovering from abdominal surgery, is this the same abdominal surgery that Charles got? Charles from Miss Nelda? That's the same surgery? Or something different?
I don't think it's the same surgery. And we shouldn't joke about it because you do not know the health.
Oh, I'm a joke. I'm a joke till you get on Instagram and tell me that you were okay.
A little jokey joke.
We do not know what happened to the princess. So we wish her the absolute best. Okay. Full recovery from the princess. Moving on. Last but not least, former athletes and ex-Kardashian spouses, Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom, are launching a podcast called Keeping Up With Sports. A play on the Keeping Up With the Kardashians.
What's the name of it?
Keeping Up With Sports, honey. Lamar made me throw off the honey because it just didn't give the appeal to the people. But I tell you, honey, we're keeping up with sports the right way, the Kardashian way.
Oh my God, the balls in their courts, huh?
All the balls are
in honey, them. I tell you, all the balls are in these courts. All. You've never seen.
Oh. Will you
who is
be,
on the show with them, bro? Who is this?
Will you be tuning in?
Absolutely. This is the kind of mess I like. Yes, I'll be listening.
I think it's going to be a good time.
I just pretend isn't happening.
It was like, you know, I always fancy Lamar. And you know what's crazy? Like, just thinking about this, Caitlyn walked Chloe down the aisle to her wedding at Lamar, and now they're doing a sports show together. Life really does come full circle, don't it?
He said, I've always been fond of that strapping young lad, and now I've got the ultimate opportunity to work with him, not in front of the camera, honey.
I wonder how many episodes this is going to last.
Six.
Well, you know, with Lamar's history, who knows how long he'll last.
The first episode is going to feature Sugar Ray Leonard, who tells his story about being molested as a child. So I guess it's going to be hard-hitting storytelling in the podcast. And I'm not sure how that's keeping up with sports, but
I wish Sugar Ray Leonard opened up about that to the two of these two. What is
out of all people
at 85 or whatever, how old he is? I mean, it's crazy. Maybe they know each other. Maybe him and Caitlin are friends. I don't know.
Now you
probably went to the Olympics or something together, like back in the day.
Nope, didn't go to the Olympics together.
Or something. or maybe him and LeVar are friends. Maybe they have some things in common.
Caitlin said, he's in good company, honey.
For more, you can check out their keepingupwithsports.com. I believe that's where the podcast is going to be hosted. And episodes to be launching, quote unquote, soon.
Well, now I have one more question though. Do you think Caitlin or Lamar party with Diddy?
I got a question.
Ty's not gonna be on the show anymore, guys.
He ain't gonna have to. He ain't gonna have no job. This is one thing he's gonna have to do.
That's all he got. All right, here we go.
What a perfect segue. Tonight's topic is the Raw Rumble.
The RA Rumble.
Oh, well, I thought it was like
I read it wrong too.
Like, you know,
should have put that in there.
All right. Should I feel guilty?
Should have put a couple of periods in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shit.
The Raw Rumble, like Rod Digger.
I remember Rod Digger.
No.
That text just kept on coming, didn't it?
And I'm swift.
Girl, it's not even that long.
Last semester, my former roommate and I both applied for an RA position on campus. She got the job and I didn't. Fast forward to now, and I've made a move.
Okay.
I know for a fact that my former roommate occasionally smokes marijuana in her RA dorm room, which is a direct violation of school rules. And according to my calculations,
nerd.
So, right. So I decided to take action and anonymously report her to the school administration. Long story short, she got caught, fired from her job, and now there's an opening for an RA position. Here's where things get tricky. I've applied for the now open position, but I'm torn between feeling guilty for getting my former roommate in trouble and feeling proud that I was able to seize an opportunity.
What?
Oh, please. Should I feel bad about what I did, or should I embrace this chance for personal advancement?
Look, you know, I already did all the work. You might as well smile about it. This was a masterful plan. You executed it well, and be happy about it. Look, you got what you wanted out of the deal, and it is what it is. Don't feel bad. And
realistically speaking, this is what your friend would want from you. They would want you to take this position. I have some experience with this. Like, this is...
This happened to you?
Something like this. Like, I was involved with something like this in college. And truthfully, like, I took the route of just taking advantage of it. You should always take advantage of situations, specifically when you put the work in to cause them.
Yeah,
this is like,
it's bad. I mean, she's terrible for doing it, but like, once you've done it, you might as well.
She is terrible for smoking weed, and she absolutely is terrible for smoking marijuana in her dorm room. Because guess what? These RAs, I know I was an RA. In fact, I was RA of the year when I was RA.
Oh my! Hold on, do you got a trophy?
Yeah. I did get a trophy. I got a plaque and everything. Shout out to Mr. Lowney.
But the person you were, right?
Nope. The greatest of all time. Oh, yeah.
So you got two things?
Probably took you to one. Never mind. No.
What's up?
Oh.
Well, what happened was,
next one, Kate, I'm sure, will tell his touching story.
I can't wait till you get fired from your job. I promise. I cannot wait. You can't. No, but like, for me, I was RA of the year. And like, the thing is, like, as an RA, you literally are a snitch. You go around snatching people drinks out their room, getting them in trouble for smoking weed and having girls in their room and stuff like that. And then you'd be doing the same exact stuff. So if you get caught, you deserve it. You should be smart enough to not to smoke in your room. That was dumb on your part. And you know what's crazy? I've been a snitch all my life. I have no issues with it. I was an RA. I was a safety in elementary school. I was right.
Absolutely was safety.
Not no safety.
I'm that person.
Did you have a badge? Do you have that little
It was an orange belt that goes strap here and they go around your waist. Yes, and I was a snitch. I had a whistle and everything, and I will tell on
not
you.
That whistle.
Yes, okay.
Excuse me. Can we cut Dr. Robotnik's mic and let's get to somebody with some sense, please? Because I done had enough.
Yeah, let's get to the weed heads.
First of all,
don't smoke the weed on this show.
Don't.
Y'all smoking in y'all dorms.
We were all in 230, first of all. We had the most legendary dorm in the history of our institution until we moved to 229 and made that the most historically prevalent dorm in the history of Lincoln University. But like I said, I think once you've earned what you've gotten, the person has been fired, they're out of the way, you might as well take it. Otherwise, you just got her fired for no reason. So
I hope she finds out it was you and beat your ass.
Well, you're lucky you just lost your job. You could have gotten kicked out of school like that person. That's what happened. The person I did this to, they got kicked out of school.
The person I did this to.
Damn.
So and here's the craziest thing. Somebody on this show, I ain't gonna say no names, might have helped get them out of school.
He did. He was on the judicial board.
Clarence Thomas over there. Clarence
Thomas. Put them people out of school like it was nobody's business. I'm not saying no names, though.
Ty was on judicial board at Lincoln.
And was writing them up and getting kicked out of school and was telling us about what they was doing.
He was Chief Justice.
So once Dexter did all the snitching, they had to come sit before me. So I was just passing judgment. Y'all should have been snitching on them people.
Wait, you kicked them. Well, look, Jason gave them the stuff. Will did it with him.
Ty hit that gavel like, you got to go. Not representing our institution.
So the person is happened to, I hope you're watching so that you know, Dex was the mastermind. He BBM'd all of us back when we had the, and everybody was complicit.
Absolutely.
Except me.
I had nothing to do with this.
I prayed for you. But I promise you, he BBM'd Ty, and Ty was like, what's his name? Don't worry, I got you.
How dare you?
Ty was the judge.
I used to text my friends, be like, can you call public safety?
Exactly. Ty was the
judge. He's smoking in the room.
Dex and Will both been to the holding cell. Both of y'all been to the holding cell. And I had nothing to do with the law when I was at Lincoln. So I was perfectly fine.
I'm sorry. You said Bill what?
Been to the holding cell. You was in that hold. Bill, do not act like you wasn't in that holding cell. We had to bail you out. Okay?
Why are you talking about?
All right, exactly.
Why are we living in the past?
Okay. Let them know where we can.
The good people here don't know. If y'all got other questions, comments, or concerns not related to anything we just spoke about today, do feel free to email us at, like, I feel like it was a Zoom ad, like email or email pbskids.org at www.brotalklive.com/questions. Jason?
Oh, sorry. Before we go, Dex, how long was you in the hotel for?
Wait, Ray got the Rashonda's on here right now. She was a part of it when they tried to call themselves arrested me. Like, I'm already a year. I'm a senior year in college. I'm already a year, and I'm interviewing Bill Cosby in 2 days. Just don't play with me.
Bill Cosby take the age well.
Dex,
I said, I'm interviewing Bill Cosby in 3 days. Get me off of these cuffs. I got to get out of here. And they said, shut up. I said,
Dex, what you got?
All right, time for the clips. What a time to be alive. All right, the category tonight, these are people who didn't meet the moment, ain't meet the moment. Okay, that's the category this week. You guys got to let me know which clip moves on. These are clips that I was expecting a little bit more out of the people, and they didn't give it to me at all. So first up, we have Drive Away, Please.
It's an Uber. Can you drive away, please?
Yeah. What?
First of all, she's tearing. She's not even tearing up your car. He's tearing up somebody else's car.
Yeah, why is the person in the back of the car caring more about your car? You see this man is tearing your door off and you driving slow like you're stupid. Okay.
Limb by limb.
Can you drive away, please? Like, what was that?
What was that all about?
I gotta see that again. Send that to me.
It's an Uber. Can you drive away,
please? What? I need to call the police.
It's an Uber.
But also, you are so weak that your anger and wrath couldn't get that door off the hinges.
I don't know if you're trying to say, I love how sturdy that door is.
You want to find out what kind of car that is?
Dude, I don't need that, but
it's not one of them ones that Trump's going to charge y'all up for, I can tell you.
Yeah, they're definitely in another country. They shouldn't be in that country. That's what that person's trying
like
to tell them.
Italy. So. No, it sounds like Florida. That's the country that they're in.
She said, I thought this was a self-driven car. No, the steering wheel just on the other side.
Next, they show one in Florida, this sturdy, them sturdy doors they had.
Yeah, I think my door would have been cleaned off by then. I'm on with his clock.
You know, mine is having on my shoe strength, so.
This next one's called Just Act Normal. Man finished his set. He was not concerned.
Yeah, my brother is. Yeah, I got to send that to him.
He didn't get up at all. Like, didn't even hedge.
Because like, who's responsible?
You know how these them women be doing you in the gym. I'm not helping you either.
Nah.
What they going to say, Ty?
He's looking at me. I'm trying to work out. He won't stop.
Is there a problem?
What is there a problem? This is how I work out. She would have stayed upside down fooling with me.
You get your own stuff up.
If you couldn't lift that machine up, I can't even stay there.
There's people that work here, they can help her.
All right. That was Just Act Normal. Number three. This one's called Get It Smokey. Get It Smokey. That was not Jada Pinkett Smith. No, that was
smart. I actually thought they had given Tiny Madame Tussauds wax. One of them wax robots.
Wow. Like a Chuck E. Cheese?
Just like a Chunky Cheeses.
He was stiff. He raised his shoulders. The things that go back down. Woo. Just stuck. Shoulders seized up.
He too old. Listen.
Smokey, man, stop trying to be sexy.
Okay, I don't think it's doing what you think it's doing.
At all.
I think he's trying to wiggle them little hips. He had to slide his hands down and then buck them shoulders up and got stuck again. I'm like, Smoke, give me a little grease.
Like in Wizard of Oz. Get it, Smokey. All right, and last but not least, we have Gone Girl.
Woo! Grammy's first on the boat! Oh my God.
No! Their grandma... The way he put it out, so that means she lives, right? Because that would be crazy.
Oh, Jesus in heaven.
That would be crazy if they put it out and she died.
I have no follow-up.
Woo! Grammy's first on the boat! Oh my God.
Justin!
Nobody jumped in and tried to save her or nothing like that. That was my dream. I would have been.
I think that man would shout and get in. He said,
"No, I would be shouting. I would have been down there before she got down there." But you know, you don't
that's not. It's not that much space in between the ship. Like she kind of just had
figure to it out. Figure it out. This is your grandma. Yeah.
Woo! Grammy's first on the boat. Oh my God!
And how about the man helping her on? How useful was he?
And what you mean there's not enough space there? That woman's whole body went down to that thing. Like, there was space there.
Jason, slow that down so we can look at it. Look.
I can't slow it down. This is going to go one speed fast.
Woo! Grammy's first on the boat! Oh my God.
Yo, last time, it looked like she kind of dove down there on purpose. Like, she had enough of that.
Which Jason, one, please don't play that no more.
Oh, no, give me them hands.
What? Why?
They got two hands on her and she still fell.
No, she jumped because she knew them grandkids were going to be spending about her money on their boat. She jumped down there.
Yeah, look how she jumped.
Why did she step so slow? So soft.
How did you dive in there and get her?
Why would she tip over?
What?
Woo! Grammy's first on the boat! Oh my God!
She did tiptoe up to it. She did. She did tiptoe. I don't know why she tiptoed up there.
Oh my God. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
her leg and that hip locked up.
Which one? Which one wins? Ain't Meet the Moment. Gone Granny.
You know good well yeah. She's winning. There's no way.
Gone Granny.
Why would their grandma perish like that?
Not perish.
Oh my Jesus. That really just wore me out so bad.
I don't... Right, we wish her the absolute best. And
I need a follow up.
I gotta look that up. I need to know if grandma survived.
We definitely need to know that. More information.
And I need to know if she racist too, so I know if I care.
Save your Meemaw is racist.
Well, enjoy the Titanic down there then.
Oh. Hey guys, we still have a little bit more show to go. It is time for seats. Does anybody have seats today?
The worst show in the world. Yes.
Oh, this episode can't be posted no more. Please take it down. I do have a seat.
Be conservative, guys. We've done enough already.
So the past 2 days, I've been watching this documentary called Quiet on Set, which is the dark side of child stars. And they talked a lot about Dan Snyder, who was a creator on Nickelodeon, and Brian Peck, who was a vocal coach who molested a child. And there's been a lot of discourse about it on social media. And one thing that I've seen a lot is people are saying that, like, Brian Peck molested this kid and he only got 16 months in jail, which I think is horrible. I think he should have gotten, I think he should still be in jail. However, it starts to become this comparison and people are like, well, R. Kelly got this. And if this guy got this, then R. Kelly should have got less. No. R. Kelly shouldn't have got any less time in jail than he's got. He got 31 years, if I'm not mistaken, and I think he should stay there longer than that. Like, the law is not perfect. However, we need to stop doing this whole thing. Well, why didn't this person get as much as this person? Like, these people are disgusting. They're predators, and they belong in jail for a very long time. Also, if you're comparing the two of them, R. Kelly was convicted on multiple counts, including, like, statutory rape, child pornography, sex trafficking, a bunch of other stuff too. Whereas this guy was just convicted, I think it was like 11 counts of like molesting a child, one child, whereas R. Kelly was multiple children. I shouldn't have to explain that because it really shouldn't be a conversation, to be honest with you. But if you're doing this stuff to other people, you do deserve to be in jail. And there really should be no comparison. And honestly, when y'all be defending this stuff and trying to make it like a race thing, I look at you sideways.
And you just did. That's perfect timing. All right, very well said, Dex. Anyone else have
a slightly lighter note?
I was
like, anyone else?
God from Zion. I gave a staunch warning not long ago. The weather's getting nice again, right? Them kids is back out on them bikes.
What kind?
The one, me, you know.
Limited fake dirt bike.
You know the ones. However, comma, here's my issue. Y'all out in this warm weather, and y'all got on them coats. Y'all is bundled up in scarves. Y'all got on thermals and sweatpants and five pairs of socks and them little shiesties around them faces again. Go shower. Y'all stink. We smell y'all through them four hoodies that you stole from the bando you staying in.
Well, the bando might not have run away.
In their defense, these kids are homeless. They ain't got nowhere else to go. Homeless people are homeless.
The YMCA has a pool and a shower. Get out them bandos. Get off of them bikes, unwrap them little dirty faces, and take a shower.
You gotta be an upstanding citizen to go into the YMCA. You can't just be going in there banging. That's not gonna be okay.
Wait, can I just say one more thing? And I'm not, look, I don't think nobody should lose their jobs, especially not us on this show, because we pushing it tonight. But I just want to give a shout out to the home team, the radio show, the home team in St. Louis. They cut their ties with Andrew Caldwell today and fired him.
Oh, wow.
And I think that is an amazing thing.
What
that
happened?
He was on there being himself. And him and Tiffany Fox are now having this feud with each other back and forth on social media. I back Tiffany 100%. Andrew, you got what was coming to you.
How did you know any of this? Didn't he block you and all that?
So this is so crazy. He's blocked me from two accounts too, by the way. So I today, when I saw people were talking about it, I went on the Bro Talk account and like looked up his stuff. And he was on that live being just
premium
as nasty as wannabe.
We'll hope to find that and bring you the highlights next week. My seat's gonna go to all these people hyping a certain basketball player by the name of Caitlin Clark. And I'm not saying Caitlin's not great. Caitlin is phenomenal. She's a great basketball player and all that jazz, but she's not the only one. And I feel like all the coverage is going to Caitlin. They have this lady named Holly Rowe. She's a reporter for ESPN. She's going to be covering Caitlin Clark for the entirety of the NCAA tournament. Like, who cares? Like, why do we need to cover Caitlin Clark? She's not going anywhere after this. She's going to go to the WNBA. She's going to be around. What's the urgency in covering Caitlin Clark? I don't get it. It's like she's going to leave and die. Like she's going to be here next year, guys. Like she'll be in the WNBA. You can cover her then too. I just think it's disingenuous.
She got the complexion for coverage.
She does have the complexion for coverage. That is absolutely correct. And I think that's honestly what it is. And, you know, she's not the only great basketball player. There is a team out there in South Carolina that is undefeated, and they've been undefeated for the last 2 years in the regular season.
Right. And their coaches from Philadelphia.
And they aren't getting any coverage. And I think that it's very disingenuous to give Caitlin all of the coverage when you have a team that hasn't lost yet and they're barely a blip on the radar. So we'll see. I mean, Caitlin has a very tough region. She's not really it's not looking promising for her to make the Final Four at this point, but we'll see. And we wish her the absolute best. All right, that's what I got. Anybody else? Ty, you good?
All house, hearts and minds are clear.
All right.
I got a good life.
All right. Well, I'm glad that everyone, all hearts and minds are clear. Do not forget, guys, please do us the favor and like, subscribe, and follow. Tell a friend about the show Bro Talk Live so that we can grow it a little bit more if you liked what you've seen tonight. And don't forget to tune in next week, next Tuesday night, live here at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I actually be broadcasting from Rhode Island next week, guys. This will be fun. See how this goes. Random, I know. All right. Don't forget, check us out. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter at Bro Talk Live for clips all throughout the week. If you want to relive some of the funniest moments from this week that we can re-air. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. And we will see you guys hopefully next week if we still have jobs to support us. Bye.